Good morning, Rabbi Sai. First of all, I want to thank everybody for coming this morning. One of my main hesitations of taking this trip to Eretz Yisrael was the Olam over here missing out the very precious learning that we have every week together. So I appreciate everybody coming. I'm being melamed zchus that everybody's probably here at the time of the shir. And I hope that the Olam will get from the shir. We know there's a klal, Avira di Yisrael Machkin. So it's an interesting shaila. What happens if you're listening to a shir that the person who's giving the shir at the time that you're listening to the shir is in Eretz Yisrael and you are in America? There's a lot of hakiris you can clear. If it goes at the time of the giving of the shir, if it goes by the location of the Talmud also, because the Talmud is Mashpia the Koyach HaRav. So that's not what we're going to talk about today, but maybe when I come back we can talk about that Indian of Avira di Yisrael Machkin. If I get some chokhmah from Eretz Yisrael, maybe I'll be able to be pushed to Shilas. We left off last Sunday a very interesting Shaila. The Shaila we had was relates to the union of Maris Negoyim. The Gemara here stated that there's a difference between Masberilei Visova and Masberilei Veloy Sova. There's an afkamina and aloha between whether if the person, the Koyan is somebody, there's Poshup Shat in the Gemara. Whether a kohen is the type of person that we could explain something to, and he'll understand it, or whether the kohen is a complete shaita. That's the pashtus of the sugi. Well, Maisa, we brought down that the Rambam says clearly not that way, and the Rambam's lashon seems to be that even a shaita gomer, I'll read you the lashon of Rambam, Koyan she'ina yedei alirois, a koyan doesn't know how to see the nega. And as you go on, you see the Rambam is not just talking about the knowledge, but he's talking about physically. Posha to be able to see the nega. Says the Rambam, achochom royeyu, the chochom sees the nega, vo'oimer loy emor tome. And he tells the koyan, say tome. And then va'koyan oimer, the koyan should go and say tome. Or emor tor, a kohen emor tor. Hasgei roi, v'umasgei roi. Straight through from the Rambam, you see, we're talking about a kohen who doesn't even have the capacity to pask in the shaila b'chlal, even after he's told. He can't even see it. And this follows through with the gemar of the Rosh and Rambam. The Rambam finishes by saying that even though the person is b'chlal, the kohen is b'chlal not roi, doesn't make a difference. So the Rambam, afilu shoyte, even a shoyte could go and see the, could go ahead and see the negoyim or paskin on the negoyim, which is a clear ayah l'chayra that the Rambam understood that the Yisrael telling the kohen what to do is really the kohen is not like a ma'aseh kohen, he's like a monkey, he's just a puppet repeating no different than a recorder would do. That's all the kohen is doing. The question is how we can fit that together with our sugya in the lashon of the Gemara, which is clearly not mashma that way. Tosfos works out that the Teres Kahanim, which says the word shaita, doesn't really mean shaita, and it means just somebody who didn't actually learn the halachas. But the Rambam clearly is not mashma that way, almost clear, says otherwise. The question is, what is the mahalach to give in the Rambam that it should coincide with our sugya? So I wanted to share with you a possible thought that would be mavara, this idea, this Rambam. We know clearly that Tumas Negoyim was given over to the Kohen. The Kohen is the one Alpiyim Yeh Kol Riv Kol Nega, the Kohen and Paskin Halachas of Negoyim. We know that not only was it given over to them a Halacha, like Kiddush HaChodesh, for instance, is given over to Besdin, to Paskin. We know that the Kohen actually creates the nega to the point that until the kohen says the word tome, you're not tome. So it's not that there's a nega. The kohen activates the tumas negoyim. He creates the tumas negoyim. Actually, there are those who hold that until the kohen says the word tome, there's no even reyes. And I spoke about this in the past in different shiurim, Lagabi the Shaila, Tesis and Ksubis. When Tesis and Ksubis talks about a Shaila, somebody went ahead, in Perek Afopi, if somebody went ahead and has a Sofik Nega. There's a Machloikis Amiroyim there, Machloikis Tanoim, Machloikis Harapaskin. Is Sofik Negoim Tomei? Is Sofik Negoim Toh? Tesis discusses, why don't we say anybody who has a Nega, automatically that's a Reyesim. Fact that he has a Nega. Tosfos says that anybody who has a nega really has a cheskes tahara. And therefore, everybody would agree a sofik nega would be lahakel. And the only reason why sofik negoim is potentially lachumra, Tosfos holds, we're talking about somebody that's tomei for a different nega. Or tomei from a different tumen. So he already doesn't have a cheskes tahara. Now you have a shayla if he's tomei for this nega, now we can go and paskin that he's tomei, potentially. So the kasha is obvious. We know that Tosfos Shita himself early on in the Masechta, Daf Chof Beis and Ksubis, in the second parak, Tosfos holds that if you throw a get to a woman, that makes a reyes and a cheskes eishes ish. It's enough that we would already debate whether she's an eishes ish. Because Tosfos says, every ish has a cheskes eishes ish. How do you ever have a self a get? So how could the same Tosfos tell us that when you have a nega, the nega doesn't make a reyesa in the menuga, potential menuga. So what you see in Tosfos is unbelievable chiddush. You see that until one gets diagnosed by the kohen as a menuga, he's not tomei. It's not even a reyesa. It's nothing. He's a regular adam tov miyisrael. There's nothing missing. That's what you see from Tosfos. Now this supports the Marsham in Hilchus Treifus. The Marsham in Hilchus Treifus says in Siman Lamed that Tumas Negoyim is Tali and Amiras Kayim, and even a Reyesa could not be created without the Kayim saying something. So it comes out that there are two separate components that are given to the Kayim. One is Alpiyam Yekol Rivachol Nega, it's a Psak. It's a Psak that's being given to the Kayim, that's one thing. And the other thing we see is that the kohen activates it. It's two separate components. Both are given over to the kohen. I think that the pshat we could say is like this. One of them, the activation part, that is something that's a nachlas kohuna. It's just like avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. The kohen can't lend it to somebody. It's not a pshus. It's a metzias. The tumah can't be activated without the kohen. The other one, the koyach hayrah, that's a schus. And that any chacham technically, potentially has. Again, he has to do it together with the kohen because it's the kohen's schus. But the kohen could technically give over that schus, just like a kohen could take tchumah and give it to a zor. He can't give him the right to eat it, because that you need kedushas kohuna for. He could give him the tchumah as a schus. Same thing, a kohen can give over the schus to be ma'ar negoyim to Yisrael. Yisrael could do it on his behalf, but not to be metamiyat. Our sugya is dealing with the potential of a kohen doing both, even though he doesn't know hilchus negoyim. So what he's really doing is he's absorbing what the Yisrael is telling him, and then he's making a halachic rendering and activating the neg. The Rambam is talking about a kohen who's not even doing that. So taka, in order to do that, you have to be somebody misbelei v'sava. You have to be a baki according to some of all the ma'aris negoyim. The colors, like the chazan ish we spoke about last week. There's all kinds of conditions that would be required. But then we have the Toras Kahana, which the Rambam sees, coming up with a new ayin fa, where the kohen is totally removed from the hoira of the nega. He's not paskening at all. He's only doing the activation. And for that, the Rambam says he can be a Shoyte Gomo, and he can activate the Nega. He can have absolutely no knowledge in Hilchus Negoyim, and still he can activate the Nega. There's a lot more to be marach on this, but because of the Cheshivas of Zman, we're going to move on. I wanted to talk a little bit about Eretz Yisrael, which is actually our next sugya here. The Gemara says, HaKoyel, Sheikh Nimasu Yemai, One opinion says Lasu Yekusi, Chana Lasu Yisrael Mumer. Hakol Malim Le'eretz Yisrael. Lasu Yemai, Lasu Ye Avodim. It's coming to include Avodim. The Tony, we learned Avodim. Will the man the Tony Avodim Behedya? The one who actually learns Avodim Beferi, so you don't need a Ribui, Lasu Yemai, Lasu Ye Minova Ayofel and Ovaro. Even if the change of location to Eretz Yisrael is going to be a downgrade in the physical sense, still in all you could be Moitzi. Could be Mala. They not call Moitzi in La'asuyeh, yevet sheporach michutz la'oretz la'oretz. The Gemara continues in that vein, ha'kol ma'ilim li'ushalayim la'asuyeh, minova ha'yofel unova ro. There's two stages. There's Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and there's Kedushas Yerushalayim. And what the Gemara here is saying is that you can force, as a person can force a spouse to be able to Yerushalayim, even though it's a physically downgrading, Alpha Pekain, out the Chiyuv, out the Mitzvah of living in Yerushalayim. Which this actually is halachic, and it could be Negei Lamaise. Somebody lives in Yerushalayim, in the real Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim that has Kedushas Yerushalayim, not today. Today it's Jerusalem, it's a different thing. But the inner part of Yerushalayim, the Pnimius, you're not allowed to move out. Unless there's a reason. Of course, there's reasons you can move out. But there's a shaila. It's not stam. A person wants to move someplace else. They want to move from the old city. They want to move to Ha'anof. It's not a pasha tezach. It's an Indian. I once spoke about a very interesting shaila, which maybe we'll leave the psak for later on. If somebody lives in the old city, this happens a lot. In the old city, the higher your apartment is, the better it is. You get a better view. Like, yeah, the penthouse in the old city is a chamamish kevalik. But we know that there's a shayla in the Gemara, gadeis valiyis loynis kach, that the upper levels don't have kedusha. So it's conceivable, a person should have an apartment on the lower level of a building, where all he looks outside, all he sees is cats, and he wants to move upstairs, where he'll get a view of our bites. It's reasonable. So it's conceivable that not only is that not an upgrade, but it's conceivable that that would be also to do. If you're only doing it for scenic reasons, although it's nice to look at our bias, still in all, it's a degradation in Kedusha. Because if you hold Gagas Valiyas Loi Nishkach, so this again, this Shaila I'm going to talk about Bli Nedar, more Bariches in person. But it's a very interesting Shaila. It's actually the Radvaz, the Ridvaz, use this as one of the Heterim, by the Koisel, to walk by the Koisel, up until the Koisel, where they had a Shaila, if the wall is on a slant, so actually when you're standing on the Koisel, you could be standing on the other side. Okay, because if the wall is going on a slant, where you are standing, the wall is much deeper, where you're standing could actually be right on the other side of the wall. So he said, one of the Svaris was that since it got tapacked with earth and other Zachen, so now it's already Gagis Valiyas, and the middle is not a Shaila. This is just used as a sniff for with other things as an etzer. But anyway, what I want to zero in here is that it says lasuye avodim. It says lasuye avodim. What kind of eved are we talking about? So we find chalukah deis in the Rishonim. Rashi, when we talk about avodim, Rashi says over here shem yesh loy eved kenani mohu limko. That's Rashi's lashon. So Rashi talks about a case where a guy wants to sell his eved. He wants to sell his eved, and the eved wants that he should only sell him to Eretz Yisrael. If you're ready going to be sold, I want to be sold in Eretz Yisrael. If you notice, Rashi doesn't learn. Simple. Poshup Shat would be the eved Kanani says, "I want to make aliyah. I went to a nefesh b'nefesh meeting. I want to go to. I'm sold. I want to go to Eretz Yisrael." It's not, you know, we had it here by the shul when we had the Torah Kauta that were protesting. Actually, I heard from the Nefesh B'Nefesh, that's, they like it because it's more of an attraction, you know. All the advertisement in the world can't do as much as a couple in Torah Kauta. So that actually makes it more, you know, it helps the cause. Who knows, maybe that's really, you have to be Malam Tzchus, maybe that's really what they want. They want to be Malbid, El Tisroel, with Aliyah, with the Sachnut, with all the fine Zach. They want people to vote. The mail of them is Snagate, and through the Snagdus, they'll create Misnagdim to vote. So you see, it's a whole different twist. So, there's no Shiloh there. I think people hate Iran with more of a venom because of the Netzach Kaddish. They have that schus. Just giving you a limit schus. From El Tisroel, that's my Malamit schus. It says, Yerushalayim is Ir Shechub Olo Yachtav. Yerushalmi says, Kulam Nasim Chaveh. So I'm trying to be Malamit schus. But Lamaise, the bottom line is that Rashi doesn't learn Kipshuta, that the Eved says, I want to go. Rashi doesn't learn that way. Rashi learns that the Eved is being sold, and at that point he's objecting to being sold in this way. If you look, Meseches Ksubis, so we have over here in the Sugya, Ksubis Rashi gives a little bit of a different interpretation. Over here the Gemara talks again about Hakol Malim, and the Gemara says, Lasuye Mai, Lasuye Avodim. It's coming to include Avodim. The Gemara says, Rashi comes on this Gemara, he says, Hoyolo Yavad Ivri. So Rashi makes a different opinion to here in the Gemara. Here Rashi says we're talking about an Eved Ivri. Clearly we see from both sugyas, our sugya and the sugya and Ksubis, that Rashi completely rejects the notion that you can have an Eved Kanani telling his master, take me to Eretz Yisrael, which is Posha Taichin Hakol Malim. Posha Taichin Hakol Malim means you come home one day, your wife says, I want to go to Eretz Yisrael. Right? Your wife says, I want to move to Hebron. So even Hebron, your wife doesn't have to be Dafki Yerushalayim. So I want to move to any city in Eretz Yisrael. So Hakol Malim. Okay, so there's issues, Panos, and this, other Fashidne in Yonim. But if a guy's sitting on $10 million, and his wife says, I want to move to Eretz Yisrael, so Al Tzulchas Yishus, it's not Poshet that he can object to such a request. So here, Rashi doesn't accept that an Eved Kanani has that kind of a schus. In our sugya, he learns, we're talking about Eved Kanani, who you're anyway selling. And in Ksubis, Rashi says even a bigger dichoy. That when it says Avodim, it means Eved Ivri. That's how Rashi touches. Now, Tosfos himself does not mask him to Rashi's approach. There's a different mahalach that Tosfos has, also by us in our sugya. He says, "Im yesh lo Eved Kanani, mohu, v'loitz Eved Shaloyim kiren will about Yisrael at Rashi's pshat." And then he says, "V'li pireish sho'eved yochol lochuf la'aloisa, o yifteru." It's unbelievable. According to Tosfos, the Eved has the right to say, "I want to go to Eretz Yisrael. Either free me, or take me there. I have a schus." But the truth is, even though it's a big chiddush to learn that way, it would seem strange that Rashi didn't take the pshutei of the sugi. The pashtus of the sugi is that way. The pashtus of the sugi is that hakol malim. That's definitely what it means. Lagabi yishin. So why didn't he learn that way? Lagabi avodim. Now, if you look at the lashon Rambam, the Rambam says, "Eved shomer lalois leretz Yisrael koyfen es rabbi lalois imoy o yimkir oisoy lemi sheyaluhu l'shom." Either you have to force the adon to go up, or you have to sell him. So he learns like the Ri. Rotsa adon lotzis lechutz loretz in yochol loretz yis avdoi ad sheyirtze. V'din ze bekol zman afilu bezman hazeh sheretz biyadakum. That's the Rambam's vote. We'll see why. How the Rambam knew that, but the Rambam, based on a certain Tosefta, the Rambam held that this din applies even bizman hazeh. So we see clearly that the Baalei HaTosfos and the Rambam have one approach, and Rashi, for some reason, was gnawed. He went away from the simple reading of our sugya, and he learned Eved is something different. Either Eved is talking about an Eved Ivri, right? or like he says over there in Ksubis, or it's talking about a Kanani that you want to sell, but he couldn't learn the way the other Rishonim learned. What was bothering him? So the Ran has an interesting raya. The Ran in Ksubis has an interesting raya to Rashi's pshat. The Ran says that if you don't learn like Rashi, then what's the chiddush of Motziim? In other words, if you learn like the other Rishonim that we're talking about in Eved Kanani, so it's nothing less than Eved Kanani. Less than Eved Kanani is a goy. A goy is not in the parsha. So if we're learning the Rashi is talking about Eved Kanani, then when it says Ein Hakol Motziim, Hakol Motziim, the Gemara says La'asuya Eved, so there it's not adding anything. If the Eved can force you to move there, Kol Shekein he can force you not to take him out. So the Ran says it's very geshmak. According to Rashi, the Reisha is talking about an Eved Ivri, like Rashi says in Ksubis. And the Sefer is talking about an Eved Kanani. And even the Eved Kanani, who doesn't have a right to force you to move, once you move, he can force you not to move out. That would be the Mahalach. The question is, what's forcing this pshat? Even if we're going to say like the Ran that it's meduyik in the sugya that way, but that itself needs bio. Why didn't Chazal accept that an Eved Kanani should have such a schus? I was thinking, we could say an idea, svara, and tie it also with the machshav of the Shem Yishmuel. The Shem Yishmuel, the son of the Avdei Nezer, he brings down a fascinating pshat from his father, the Avdei Nezer. He says, the Avnei Nezer spoke b'machshava, interesting shaila, why is it that the Torah was matar kohanim to be metame to the Shiva Kreiv? Another lemoshel, it's not like metame to Shiva Kreiv. A kohen could be metame to Shiva Kreiv. Kohen Gadol also can't be metame to Shiva Kreiv. So we have basically three parties that are muzeran to me. We have a nazir, we have a kohen hegit, we have a kohen Gadol. For some reason, kohen hegit has an exemption, Shiva Kreifen. Kohen Gadol not, and Nozir not. So it must be a svara why Kohen Hegit has an exemption. The Shiva Kreifen, he can be Matam. So he says like this, he says there's different kinds of Kedushas. There's a Kedusha you get because of where you came from. Not a self-developed Kedusha. Yashin the Kedusha. You got it. That he calls it a Kedusha's Mishpachti. Right? That's one type of Kedusha. And then there's a Kedusha which is a developed Kedusha. Kedusha that you created. Either by working on yourself or by activating it, whatever it is. So you want to say it like this. Somebody whose whole Kedusha comes because of his Mishpacha, it's Einem and Animus that the Torah would say you can't be Metami to your craving. That's where my Kedusha comes from. My Kedusha comes from my relatives. From my genetic makeup, that's why I have my Kedusha. So I have to recognize that those genes. And who I did when it comes to Tumah, I have to recognize those genes. Again, this is not a story you can pour your halacha from. The halacha is like that. The Torah said it like that. It's a havana in understanding what the Torah said. That's what he says. So I was thinking, again, but a nausea, he developed himself. He made himself into a nausea. His kedusha doesn't relate to his genes. The Kain Godel, he's Godel Meyachov. He somehow developed who he is. So even though it's also writing, he has Kedusha's Mishpachti. But this layer, the new layer, is a layer of that he developed. And that layer, Mamela, has a Ptor. That's what he says. So I think, if we go through our sugya, we could say it, same idea, very similar, but more of a halachic svara. And that's like this. The Eved Kanani is very different than an Eved Ivri. The Eved Kanani, his Kedushas Yisrael, he doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael. The Rambam writes in Perek Yud Gimel Hilchos Yisurei Bia that an Eved doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael. Yotze Mechal Akum, Ulchal Yisrael Loi Nechmes. He's not a goy. He got a shtikel geirus. He's not a Jew. His Kedushas Yisrael was developed through the kinyan that his master has over. The Kinyan Avdus facilitated the Kedushas Yisrael. Kedushas Yisrael comes from the Avdus. a regular, obviously a regular Yid, the Kedusha is either genetic or was established by himself. But here the Kedusha came because of the Kinyan of the Adam. That's how he got his Kedusha Yisrael. I think it's reasonable to say, that being the case, so just like we find the Moshe Luchas Kibir Avayim, we find our halacha that if your father tells you to do one thing, your mother tells you to do something else. So the halacha is that you have to listen to your father. Why do you have to listen to your father? Because your mother is also meshubet to your father. If it's nisgausha, if the woman is, let's say, divorced, or chas v'shalom, she's in a salmona, she's an almona, so a situation like that, so then it's shteim shovim, my nisalma's not negeya because he's not around. But by nisgausha, that's the halacha. And that's because she is meshubet. It's not in her domain, b'chlal, to be mitzava you to do something against the father. Right? So, we can say, for the Eved to tell the Odin where to live, basically now he's making the Odin submissive to him. I want to be there. I want to be in Eretz Yisrael now. It's good for me to be there. I want to be there. And the Odin says, I need your work here in Chutz La'aretz. So now the Odin wants to use freedom of choice to force his Odin what to do. Halt Rashi does pas bechlamet. On an Eved Kenani, whose whole Kedush is Yisrael, whatever Kedush he has, is a Teitzor from his Kinyan Avdus, so it's submissive to that Avdus. Can't override that Avdus. Mashenkin, if the Odin goes, and he goes and he sells him to somebody, so now he's giving up his ownership anyway. So now the new owner, there's a pre-existing Kedushas Yisrael. Klapi, the next owner. So the next owner is dealing with somebody who already has Yotzim Bechlalaku. So now already the Eved has a time, I want you to sell me Dafka Teretz Yisrael. Can't sell me to anywhere else. That would be a beer here. And Eved Ivri, I don't have to explain, it's obvious that an Eved Ivri's Kedusha has nothing to do with the Yotzim. It's almost like Shtori Koidim. My mitzvah to go to Eretz Yisrael came before I ever became your Eved. Has nothing to do with you. And the Mela, that's, we find the Moshe, we spoke about this earlier, that if an Eved wants to make himself into a nausea, can't make himself into a nausea. Why? Because Gufoi Konoi La Adornov. We had even by Erech, and we made a distinction between Erekoi Alai and Erekhi Alai, for the same reason. The Eved is totally Meshubit, but his Kedushas Yisrael is Meshubit to that. His Kedushas Yisrael is Neveya from that Kinyan and that Shiva. So I think that would give us a Havana in our sugya. I really had intention to go weiter, but we're running out of time here. And I don't want to stir things here by the Kaisel. But Lemaisa, what I would like the Elam to do for next week is to go through the sugya now until the bottom. The Ma'am HaKemis that we gave this week, in other words, go till the end of the sugya. And also to go through the Rambam at the end of Hilchas Kilayim. The last Rambam in Hilchas Kilayim, where he talks about Kilayim Bebigdei Kohuna. Also, to see the Rambam, that's fine, that Rambam will cover that as well. And to look up the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Sukkah, in Simen Tov Resh Lamed Tes Siv Beis. And to look up over there in the Shulchan Aruch, the Nesek Kelim, the Biur Hagro, the Magen Avraham. Okay. Agutavach Rabbeis, I call Tov.